don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we like to empower you, so we got some information that'll do just that. And Magical Engineer Frank and I are so glad you've joined us on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about some, well, it's called the Uncreation Program, and you'll see what I mean in a little bit. Also, we're going to talk about foods that help us function better, you know, blood-building foods, brain nervous system foods, you know, foods that, you know, modify behavior even. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm praying for righteousness across this land. I'm praying for righteous men of valor to rise up and put this land back on normal course with, you know, some sanity. That's what I'm looking for, some sanity up there. And, you know, God's will be done, but we're supposed to plead for truth and justice. And so I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face every day, because I know the prayers of the faithful can save the sick and the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So do mind the time. Prayers are powerful. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, what do we got in California? You know, we've got this drought going on over there. We have to lift the people of California up in prayer because they're really diving into that groundwater since they've got this drought. And a lot of residents, even farmers, are using larger and larger quantities of their aquifer groundwater. And apparently there's some concentrations of maybe some dangerous levels of arsenic now in a lot of these personal wells, especially people are using. So exposure to high levels of arsenic can be linked to bladder, skin, and even lung cancers, as well as causing birth defects and also affecting the nervous system. So arsenic occurs naturally in water, and so low levels are thought to be safe, but Californians are in this drought, so there's increased reliance on well water or underground waters that may have higher concentrations, and it's not advisable. They've done some laboratory tests, and they have conducted in some areas of California, and it showed that the well waters double the amount of arsenic that is considered safe. So parents are telling children, don't drink the water. Ugh. Moving along in the quack report, there seems to have been a fatality, I guess the first fatality on record from a human being killed by a robot, apparently in Germany. It was a robot grabbed a factory worker there and crushed him to death. This robot was designed to assemble vehicles at the Volkswagen plant in Germany. The factory robot recently malfunctioned and killed the person. It was a 22-year-old contractor who died of severe impact injuries after the robot grabbed him and, according to accounts, threw him against a metal plate, and he died at the hospital later on. So the incident occurred at a Volkswagen assembly plant in Brunatel, Germany, which is about 62 miles north of Frankfurt. But this contractor was actually programming, doing maintenance on the robot when it suddenly came to life and became violent. So spokespeople are saying from the plant that it was human error. It was the guy that must have done something to the robot, and he did that, although it could not. Anyway, just think of this now. If that was an artificial intelligence robot, speculating here, that could have been well, they may be investigating premeditated murder. You never know. So we got a lot of robots taking over a lot of things in the world. They transfer information. They assemble machines, obviously. They even are now putting them to use to grow and harvest food, which I don't think is a smart idea for artificial intelligent robots to have any kind of control over the food chain. Last but not least in the quack report, here's some good news. Chamomile tea, apparently, a new study says, prevents thyroid cancer. These little tiny daisy-like flowers of chamomile, always been valued down through the ages, medicinal properties of the flower, been used to promote relaxation, restful sleep, support the digestive system, used topically to help the skin and bring out highlights and blonde hair, but a lot of healing properties in chamomile science didn't know about. Goes beyond those other healing benefits. So modern research has discovered this bioactive compound in this sweet-smelling flower. It helps reduce the chances of thyroid cancer. The study was recently published in the European Journal of Public Health, and the new researchers found that those who consumed the highest amounts of chamomile tea had the lowest chances of developing thyroid cancer. So the percentage, they said, was pretty significant. So a person that drank 2 to 6 cups of chamomile tea on a weekly basis reduced their chances of developing thyroid cancer, they say, by about 70%. Yeah, protect that thyroid gland. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. You know what else is good for the thyroid is the black walnut, natural iodine. The thyroid gland loves that, just loves that. All right, we're going to talk about the Uncreation Program. You know, the public really should be aware of this, should be aware that, you know, a lot of things in science, what they're doing, there's just no way around it but to say they're undermining the balance and the safeguards put in place by the Creator. So we're actually experiencing in a lot of areas a process called uncreation. So the original DNA of plants, animals, and humans are being changed, but science refers to it as evolving or improving. So genetic science has really, I think, crossed the threshold of human ethics to create their own version of life. However, life as we know it is not what they're creating. Now, I saw this report recently, you maybe have seen it too, on the leaky vaccines being manufactured, especially in the animal area. So the leaky vaccines are designed to allow disease to become stronger and deadlier. So apparently, science has two main categories for vaccines, perfect and leaky. And we're told that the perfect vaccines mimic human immunity, thus contributing to propagandizing the world that vaccines help protect us from disease. But the leaky vaccines seem to allow the disease to evolve into stronger pathogens, and the vaccinated become sick with the pathogen. And we're also told that the leaky vaccines put the unvaccinated at greater risk. So this is coming from an industry that has admitted that they don't know enough about the complexity of the human immune system, but they're injecting pathogens into people. So all this information kind of got me thinking about the murdered babies and science using their tissue in vaccines, you know, such as, you know, your childhood vaccines and your shingles vaccine. So what could human tissue, blood DNA, you know, human tissue like that do to us when it's injected into our bloodstream bypassing the immune system? Well, folks, this is what I uncovered, so I want you to hold on to your hat. This is just incredible. In the Bible, God warns us that we'd face deadly diseases not mentioned in the Bible. Actually, the Black Plague, cholera, and childhood diseases would be dwarfed by what's coming. So the average person would never have guessed that scientific medicine has created drugs to supposedly treat or prevent disease when, in effect, they are metabolically involved in cannibalistic-type diseases. Wait a minute, I'm getting to that. So human baby tissue in vaccines on a cellular level is cannibalism. So scientifically it's been proven. I'm going to get to it. So what can happen within the human body when cannibalism is involved? So the human brain is this organ that's affected, and it causes uncommon and deadly brain diseases when you involve cannibalism. So the brain cannot remove toxins like other areas of the body, and the brain becomes diseased and deteriorates. So a rare brain disease called Kuru can occur when cannibalism is involved. So it is a form of spongiform encephalopathy. It's a type of prion infection. This disease bends and deforms the shape of proteins in the brain and then degrades the neurological function. So various symptoms can occur, such as tremors, loss of balance, headaches, inability to read or comprehend, memory, and loss of mobility and speech, and then death. So the disease can incubate, get this, for 30, 40, or 50 years before symptoms arise. And it's incurable according to modern medicine, and once the symptoms develop in the person, they have a limited time left to live, about 6 to 12 months. Another example of the disease is when cows eat meat that they're not designed to eat, and they develop cow spongiform encephalopathy or mad cow's disease. So it eats away at the brain, it becomes a spongy mess. And since the disease can take years to manifest in humans, it's unlikely that doctors will make any connection to various medical treatments involving cannibalism. All right, let's look at this protein, because you only need one. According to new scientific research, people don't have to have but a single abnormal protein, such as in prions, and they can replicate abnormal protein strands. Other scientists say more study needs to be done on how this works and suggest that the abnormal protein strands can actually be created with heavy metal poisoning as well. Well, scientific research has deliberately conducted research to see how the perfect storm of protein prions can be made. So the diseases cannibalism exposes humans to are extensive. They could be things like you could be really exposed to a lot of parasites, magnified illnesses, and even growth problems. But let's get to the gene mutation, because this is pretty much the key to everything. Obviously, modern society has not encountered any obvious signs of Kuru disease, because Kuru means shaking death, and it describes the tremors that people with this disease encounter. So science knows that these abnormal prion proteins can break down into small fragments that they call seeds. Did you catch that? All right, so the seeds cause normal protein in cells to adopt the abnormal shape, and abnormal cells begin to accumulate. It's called nucleation polymerization reaction. So the normal protein is converted to abnormal protein through these mutations. So this protein infestation creates what is a toxic byproduct. Now, that's important. Remember that. According to Dr. John Kalange, head of the UCL's Department of Neurodegenerative Disease, he studied Kuru disease in Australia between 1996 and 2004. He also published his findings in The Lancet in 2007. So Dr. Kalange discovered a new prion disease, which produced loss of motor function with cognitive decline. And his findings were published in the 2008 Annals of Neurology. This prion disease was linked to degradation of enzymes called protease, and the abnormal prion protein was 16 times lower than other prion diseases. So it would be lower than Kuru, for instance. So the people with this lower prion protein were diagnosed with dementia. So the gene mutation produced prion-like infection, and it matches up, are you ready, with Alzheimer's disease. So the prion protein is lower than the other cannibal cases of the mutation, and it occurs outside the gene encoding. It's called amyloid precursor protein. And it could be possible that these dead baby tissues taken and used in vaccines since the 1960s has created an abnormal gene protein mutation which incubates for an average of 50 years and produces dementia or Alzheimer's disease. That's possible. So is the brain plaque that medicine says causes Alzheimer's really the toxic byproduct from the prion protein? Well, the brain plaque is made from amyloid beta protein, and this prevents the brain neurons from transmitting electrical signals properly. So this causes the intracellular lesions and then death of the surrounding brain cells. So Alzheimer's and dementia expert Christine Kennard states that Kuru, which is a disease from cannibalism, is a rare form of dementia which they think originated in New Guinea in the cannibals there. Now some scientists are conducting research into Kuru as a way to understand Alzheimer's disease better. Some have actually alluded that Alzheimer's is a form of mad cow's disease. So the Medical Research Council in the UK is studying the DNA from about 3,000 victims of mad cow's disease and comparing it to the victims of Alzheimer's disease. So far, they have found a similar variation of the prion gene, unfortunately. These researchers believe that this must be a normal selection of gene mutation in humans. They believe in the evolution theory and that human genes are naturally over several decades producing dementia-like diseases. So Professor John Kalange stated this, "It's obviously fascinating to see the principle of Darwin at work here." Well, this would mean that natural selection is killing more than 5.4 million every year. So this genetic mechanism that science seems to be experimenting with could also be tampering with other neurological diseases like Parkinson's. So neurological disease is the sixth leading cause of death, and according to the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, it is expected that Alzheimer's disease could affect 20% of our population by the year 2050. That's 11 to 16 million people. And the World Health Organization worldwide, their 2010 statistic on Alzheimer's affected 35.6 million people. They state that by the year 2050, there'll be 115.4 million people with Alzheimer's disease alone. So the United States National Institute for Neurological Disorders reports Parkinson's disease exceeds 500,000 cases a year in the U.S. alone and will double by the year 2030. So are these numbers an estimated prediction, or are they scientific projections based on help from science? I'm asking. There's just too much coincidence here. Well, here's what we know. Some of what we do know is that vaccines are causing anaphylactic shock, strokes, respiratory arrests, or SIDS, internal medicine diseases, neurological diseases like Guillain-Barré syndrome, as well as autism. Virologist Anthony Morris, former chief of the FDA's Vaccine Research Division, he exposed the inoculation industry as one of greed and population reduction. So Dr. Morris released information to the public in 1976 that the flu vaccine, when inhaled by lab animals, caused tumors to grow. He also exposed the swine flu epidemic in 1976 as a lie and warned people the swine flu vaccine would produce neurological disease, which it did. Now, since the 70s, vaccines have evolved into more sophisticated biological weapons. So the more exotic or absurd they sound, the more deadly they become to creation. So the words of illusion have attempted to persuade people that what is offensive is acceptable. An example would be, we don't receive invitations to fetal showers, but to baby showers. So the term fetal is deliberately used to remove the, you know, God given human condition of life from a developing baby. And babies are not a choice. They're babies that will become children, adults, and grandparents. Preventing that from happening is what the Bible says is sacrificing children to idols. So the womb should never be a grave, and babies should not be cannibalized by scientific medicine. And what happened to first do no harm? Well, scientific jargon apparently took care of that. So, but I have some good news for you. I have some cleansing news. As believers in God, we should seek a spiritual and a physical cleansing from the ravages of science. So don't fall for the words of illusion, for God's not the author of confusion. So his word will offer instruction, comfort, and peace. And his herbs offer us strength and the ability to cleanse away toxins that are foreign to the body. So I knew early in my herbalist career that cleansing and nourishing the body with powerful herbs, organic foods, and boosting the immune system were going to be the most precious defense, second only to God himself. So if you've been thinking about cleansing or strengthening your immune system, now's a really good time before the cold and flu season gets here. And you'll be amazed at how powerful you are with a body that's well-nourished, free of burdensome toxins, and has an immune system working as God created it. So if you're interested, call Apothecary Herbs for more information on organ cleansing and immune-boosting herbs, very powerful herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., it's 704 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can visit them online, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, don't forget to check out their emergency herb kits. They have a pandemic, a power herbs kit, and a snake bite kit. Just name a few. So give them a call and get empowered, because that's what it's about. It's about taking the power back, being prepared, being prepared. If you want more preparedness, more information to help you out, don't neglect, if you're on their website, to sign up for their free online newsletters. They have a couple of them. On Tuesday, the American Survival newsletter goes out each week, and on Friday, the Health Quest newsletter goes out. So the Health Quest is about the natural therapy stuff. The American Survival is about financial, political, and also health information. So if you've got choices there, they're both free. You can sign up for both if you want. And they go out each and every week with great information. The folks at Discount Gold and Silver Trading also are involved in the American Survival. And you can definitely tap into a lot of the good market information that they present always in that newsletter. So take advantage of their expertise and guide you if you're looking for backup currency information. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is the website's, their toll-free is 800-375-4188, so you can give them a call. I know I'm coming up to a break, but we're going to be talking about, in the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about foods that help us function better, help our blood, help our brain, help our muscles, help our mood. That's all empowerment right there, you know? So we're gonna tap into some of what nutritional elements God's given us here. So, you know, we've talked about foods before, some specific uses for the body. A lot of foods provide strength for the body, especially if they're organic. They have a lot of the mineral content still in them from the rich soil if they're truly organic. And when you eat organic foods, you eat less food because you're satisfied. You'll be amazed at how much food you don't need when you eat organic food. So you're not spending a whole lot of money, really, compared to what you're loading up at the grocery store buying all this processed stuff that's now genetically modified. So when you get the real good food with the nutrition that God intended, you're satisfied and you eat less. So we're going to talk about some herbs as well, and we're also going to look at some directions here that we can shift to and possibly get off a lot of prescriptions that we might be on. Who wants to be on prescriptions for life, right? Well, let's look at some of the blood builders, some of the ones that help the body build healthy blood. We've talked about some of these before. Beetroot, for one, is an excellent source, has that natural iron, and the blood can hold on to more oxygen as it goes through the system. So your body requires a lot of nutrition to help it to make red blood cells and to pump that oxygen throughout the system and carry nutrients to all the cells. So all that transportation requires a good delivery system and to bring in nutrition and take away waste material. And so you've got to have a good pH. The blood has to be balanced. It has to regulate your body temperature. It has to prevent blood clots. It has to do a lot of things. And synthetic supplements and drugs actually can hinder a bunch of that. Yes, it can. So when you look at some of your foods and maybe some of your herbs that are designed to assist the blood, you'll see that it helps the heart and the blood vessels out as well. So we're gonna talk about some of these rich foods. They're going to make you rich and powerful in health, and that's real important because when you have your health, you have everything. Everything. I know we're going to take a break. We are. And we're going to talk about that. And if we get time, we may touch on some other stuff. Some old legends, maybe. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Going to be talking about some foods that are going to help us function a whole lot better. So when we're talking about blood builders, if we want to improve our blood chemistry, our pH, hold on to more oxygen, have more iron, we want to look at B-complex. We want to look at niacin-rich foods, foods that have more vitamin C and E or bioflavonoids in them. So we want to make sure we get fresh leafy green vegetables that have more calcium and iron and silicon and copper. So when we look at some of these blood-rich nutrient foods, they're also going to have nitrogen and sulfur with them. So these are all nutrients that you're going to basically find in things like brewer's yeast, garlic, wheat germ, chlorophyll plants, your green leafy plants, alfalfa, buckwheat, olives, love olives, watercress, blackberry, parsley, figs, grape juice, hawthorn berries, ginger root, poke root, sassafras, burdock root, chaparral, lovely echinacea root, and red clover, oat straw, and cayenne peppers, the hot ones. So you've got a smorgasbord of blood-building foods right there. So what about the brain and the nervous system foods? Well, it'll do wonders for your brain and nervous system. Make sure you get some phosphorus-rich foods as well as foods that have organic B vitamins. So if you're looking at animal phosphorus foods, they're also going to help nourish nerves and glands. So when you look at plants with phosphorus, it's going to help build bone. So you can use herbs like valerian root and hops and skullcap and lobelia. And if you want to supply the animal phosphorus for your brain, more eggs yolk, codfish, that kind of thing. And this will help your brain regulate its body functions through nerve impulses better and enhance your sensory perception and motor coordination. So foods that contain your natural B complex, C, D, E, and F as well, pantothenic acid, also going to be helpful. If you need extra calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, and sulfur and iodine, you can definitely find that in your rich green leafy vegetables as well as some of your herbs like horsetail. So you don't have to always have animal products for all that. What about muscle energy foods? A lot of people like to build muscle and they want to, you know, be lean on the fat. And they want to watch the calorie content, keep the muscles warm. While males require more protein and healthy fats than females do, since they have more muscle mass and require more blood volume. So one drop of blood from a male contains a million more red blood cells compared to one drop of female blood. So the energy foods will be your carbohydrates that are on the sweet side, and they have to be chewed really well and absorbed really well to get that nutrition. And also when you chew, you will secrete about a quart of saliva, which is a starch digesting enzyme. So you're going to chew more when you eat raw foods as well, and this helps strengthen your jaw and provide adequate digestive enzymes. So keep in mind that the raw foods with your saliva helps with enzymes, and it helps also tone your bowel as well. So keep that in mind. So the foods that your muscles are really going to love are going to contain natural B complex, natural vitamin D, E, and A, biotin, pantothenic acid, calcium, potassium, magnesium. So let's see, what are the foods that you might want to check out are olives, rye, if you're looking at rye bread, lima beans, rice bran, bananas, sprouts, watercress, whole grains, legumes, and apples. Now, if you're looking at herbs to help with your muscles, nutrients like juniper berries, rosemary, and horseradish, and cabbage, wild cabbage are great. Kelp, adult seaweed, horsetail, and black walnut are also going to be great. So if you want a little bit more energy for those muscles, if you need just a little bit more, cayenne, the hot cayennes are good, as well as your ginsengs. So these are also going to be excellent for the glands, lymphatic system as well. So I maybe even throw in some astragalus root and echinacea with that ginseng just to max it out. So what about if you're cold nature? Do you have maybe a roommate or a spouse that you kind of fight over the thermostat? Well, if your system tends to run on the cold side, you have to be careful about your fats. Vegetable fats need a warm body. So a cold body has difficulty metabolizing cold vegetable oils as well as the protein in beans and lentils. So fats have a melting point and are metabolized much better in a body with good circulation. And a cold body really can't break down the proteins in beans very efficiently. So you might want to add in some circulatory herbs there like cayenne and ginger. Let's look at the animal foods real quick, because there's a right and a wrong way to metabolize the animal proteins. So if you don't eat enough high-fiber foods, the animal meat will quickly putrefy in the colon. So therefore, it's really going to be all about transit time there. And if you have a sluggish bowel and you only move a few times a week, you're pretty much constipated. Don't even listen to modern medicine there, because they don't know what they're talking about. So the bowel should move the same number of times per day, equal to the number of meals that you eat per day. So if the food is going to sit too long in the bowel, toxic bacteria can develop, and this can, you know, kill some of the friendly floras, like your Acidophilus. And the sluggish bowel can also be connected to maybe not only the diet, but lack of exercise. And you can get some toxic protein byproducts going on, and then you could get leaky gut or bloodstream problems. So you can have health complications because your bowel's not functioning well. So that's important to remember. So, and what about these daily allowances? Everybody reads their, you know, nutritional panels and stuff. Well, in a nutshell, there are those general daily requirements for your system. You know, 5 ounces of nitrate foods for your muscles, 20 ounces of carbos and starches for your heart, and warmth for the body and muscle structure, 3% phosphate, 1 gallon of liquid, non-dehydrating, and bulk foods with cellulose fiber to help with transit time in the bowel. So, you know, next time you look at foods that affect your mood, and it will affect 12 body processes that affect the quality of your life. So we're going to be talking about mood modifiers in just a minute there. So if you're looking for some super nutrition to get fast-tracked into the body, if you think you don't have enough, if you're not eating quite right, then you can check out the Body Foundation Food Mix at thepowerherbs.com. It's a powder. You add it to juice or a smoothie, and you'll have enough energy to go most of your day. So there you go. All right, let's talk about the food modifiers. You know, we've got people that use a lot of drugs and tobacco and alcohol to, you know, calm them down, take a little stress off their mind. Well, this is all the stuff really does affect our neurotransmitters and dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. So if we're using drugs like that or tobacco or alcohol, it will influence mood and also behavior. So very important, powerful stuff. But food can also have an effect. So the food we eat will affect not only our appetite and our cravings, it'll affect our sex drive, our energy, our sleep patterns, and overall mood. So we can actually, you know, change all that. We have choices. We have power. So we can create a better mood if we want to. So let's look at what can cause a bad mood. One major cause of being in a bad mood, either short-term or on a regular basis, can be a drop in serotonin neurotransmitter levels. So we can actually cause this drop when we go on diets. So it's no surprise that when the serotonin drops, so does the willpower level. So cravings are exaggerated, and you can actually experience fatigue, lack of concentration, and be moody. I mean, you know, when was the last time, you know, you didn't get to go to lunch on time at work, and you had something that was keeping you from getting up from your desk or whatever and going to lunch, and you were getting cranky, right? Have you ever had that happen? Well, there you go. You need, and your blood sugar levels are affected, so you need to make sure that you eat well, and you eat really much on time if you can. Now, if you're a woman, your monthly period can actually cause a big imbalance in your hormones. So how does the diet affect the neurotransmitters and the hormones? Well, it's kind of simple. The serotonin and the hormones are made from nutrients in the foods that we eat, such as your amino acids, your vitamin B6 and B12, folic acid, foods with zinc, magnesium, selenium, and calcium. So the next time you have a craving for a sugary carbohydrate, it can signal a drop in serotonin. So refined foods like your cookies and candy and donuts and desserts take less time for the body to digest and have a faster effect on the production of serotonin. That's why people use those foods. But the drawback here is that when you eat these kinds of foods, there's also a sudden rise in blood glucose, which then is followed by a sharp drop, creating a vicious cycle. So the better choice would be to consume whole grain cereals with fruit, maybe lentil soup, brown rice with beans or nuts and seeds. This will get the craving off your back, will help the neurotransmitters and the hormones, and you'll be a happy camper. What about foods to help you, you know, do all you have to do in your busy life? Well, the next time you wake up on the wrong side of the bed and don't want to go through your day cranky and irritable, you might want to try oatmeal for breakfast. Even if you add fruit, which, you know, has natural sugars, the oatmeal is able to help the body adjust those blood sugar levels by slowing the absorption of the natural sugar into the bloodstream. Plus, if you are on a diet, oatmeal can help you stick to your diet because oatmeal moves from the stomach to the small intestine at a slower rate, so you won't feel so hungry. And when you eat walnuts with omega-3 fatty acids, it's going to help you concentrate and be more positive and have the transmitters working to lift your mood. You also can include foods that have lots of omega-3 fatty acids to accomplish that same mood enhancement, if you like. Flax seeds, sardines, salmon, those kind of foods are very beneficial. Olive oil on your salad and so forth. But here's one thing, one tip when you eat your oatmeal. Don't cook it into a gluey mess. Very hard on the digestive system. Sticky, just really tough. So what you want to do is if you got your oatmeal, boil your water. And then when the water boils, take it off the heat, put your oatmeal in, stir it, put the lid on, let it sit for about 4 minutes. And it will just tender the oat just enough, but it won't turn it into this glutinous mess, okay? So it's going to give you more energy, too, believe it or not. You get more energy out of the oat when you do it that way. So that's awesome. So let's talk about some other things. Scientific evidence is actually accumulating that your folic acid or your folate has a lot to do with your mood. So when we allow folic acids to drop in our system, it can cause depression, psychiatric disorders, dementia, or even schizophrenia. So some foods that we can use to boost folate are lentils, which contain natural folate, vitamin B. It strengthens the nerves in the brain, and it reduces stress. It is really no secret among U.S. scientists that also vitamin B is a natural antidepressant. McGill University medical staff conducted some research, and they found patients suffering from mental disorders, all of them had very low folate levels. So what they found, that the average, if the folate level was not restored within about 5 months, the patients became forgetful, irritable, moody, depressed. They weren't able to sleep well. So folate depletion is more common in women, with about 38% of women, they have low folate. Now, Dr. Young conducted a study on folate, and he gave patients 3/4 cup of cooked spinach, which is 200 milligrams folate. So the placebo group, well, they got something else. And those that had the spinach improved dramatically. So Dr. Young reported that if you have 200 to 500 micrograms of folic acid every day in your foods, it'll act like an antidepressant. Now, lentils also contain folic acid, and spinach and lentils can lift your mood. So science knows that it does that, but they're really not sure how lentils lift depression. They just know that it does. So the research suggests that it's the folate. It influences the metabolism. It helps manufacture the serotonin, the dopamine, and the norepinephrine, adrenaline, neurotransmitters, and all that, which affect mood. Now, just 1 cup of lentils contain 90% of the recommended requirement of your folic acid and helps stabilize your blood sugars and provides the body with the protein and the fiber that you're going to find. You'll find that in beans, green vegetables, of course, spinach and broccoli. So all these great foods, you got power right there. All right, so what about your minerals? Some people say, well, I don't know if I'm getting enough minerals. And maybe that's the reason, you know, I'm moody. Well, minerals do have a lot to do with how we feel. And without them, we can have an emotional meltdown. Studies on which foods help our mood best have been published, and they list seafood at the top of the list. So seafood contains trace minerals of selenium, which can influence our mood. Dr. David Benton and Dr. Richard Cook of the University of Swanea, Wales, found that people with low levels of selenium were more anxious, tired, and depressed. So when these individuals were given foods with natural selenium to eat, they felt better, and they felt a great deal better. So according to their research, a mineral deficiency in either selenium or folic acid can mean the difference between being anxious or being in control, being agreeable or being hostile, being elated or being depressed, being confident or being unsure, and being energetic or being tired. And he also said it helps you stay clear-headed and focused, or, you know, the opposite is being confused. So studies such as this have been reported, and it takes about 72 micrograms of selenium per day to restore that mental balance. So the average American or Briton consumes only 43 micrograms of selenium every day. So science is thinking that selenium has some kind of antioxidant influence on the human body and improves your blood flow to your brain, which you will find selenium in nuts, seeds, grains, seafood, and meat. Now, there is this Italian secret, I should mention. Who would have guessed that garlic could also lift your mood? Well, it can. German researchers at the University of Hanover discovered while testing garlic as a cardiovascular aid, they also found patients that overall felt much better, less fatigued, less anxious or irritable when they had garlic. So garlic is really one of the best-selling over-the-counter items in Germany. The research has confirmed it has a big bonus. There's a big health bonus when you have garlic. And don't forget hot peppers, you know, cayennes, really hot ones, like, you know, habaneros, really hot ones, lift your mood and gives your body energy and stamina. So it's the capsaicin in the peppers that create this endorphin rush that stimulates nerve endings in the pleasure center of your brain. So you can go ahead and spice it up if you want, and you'll feel better, more in control, energized, and happy. All right, so we can eat our way to a balance is the message here. And you can find a lot of the nutrition we've covered in that body food mix. If you don't think you're getting enough of your vitamins, minerals, and amino acids and plant proteins, it's all there. There is the circulation formula, which is your liquid cayenne. You can throw that in your vegetable juice and zip it up, get a lot of energy. And you've got options. You know, just don't think you don't. I don't think our creator expected us to go through life needing a pharmaceutical industry. And obviously, I don't think they're doing very well with depression and moods and things out there. So I think people need to look at some of the natural things available to them and be smart. So if you are looking for a natural solution for everyday problems, ask for a catalog from the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll send you one in the mail, or you can download their PDF version on their website, thepowerherbs.com. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Don't forget, they do have the downloadable versions of the Power Herbs book, which is PDF, it's almost 400 pages. Kindle and EPUB is 270 pages. It's just formatted different. And you'll get lots of empowering information in that thing. And it's just $14.99. It's on thepowerherbs.com. You can just click on books and newsletters and check that out. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk about some, I guess, folklore and stuff. In the 1500s, you know, the medicine back then, the real physicians, pretty much were in tune with the wealthy, the royalty of Europe, considered themselves the only real authority on medicine. But in the 16th century, the elite felt that regardless of their medical knowledge, whether self-taught or through traditional training, it was to be unquestioned. It was also unthinkable that any illiterate amateur using homegrown herbs could heal anybody. However, it was the amateur, the quacks, the shamans, the snake oil snails salesmen, that began to present real competition to the elite physicians of the day. So these illiterate amateurs using simple herbs in non-complex formulas and applications did a whole lot of good. Their approach was less expensive. It was easier to administer. It was a big time saver. It accomplished positive results. And the average man back then, you know, didn't read Greek, Latin, or Arabic to know how to use a lot of these herbs. So it was, you know, kind of trial and error, things passed down through from, you know, family to family, generation to generation. And it was poor man's medicine, basically, that saved a lot of people. All right, let's talk about these self-styled practitioners. Europe and London in particular were supposedly running amok with self-taught practitioners. Oh, no. There were monks. There were midwives. There were apothecaries. There were barbers who also pulled double duty as surgeons. And the 16th century, you know, the barbers managed treatments no one else wanted to do. They would do tooth extractions, bloodletting, Chinese therapy called cupping, where they'd heat glass cups, apply it to the skin to produce a suction to increase circulation to a specific area. And these were barbers. Can you imagine going to your barber for that? If you ever wondered why the barber pole had red stripes on it, well, the pole, just like a physician's staff with the serpent, was an advertising logo. And the barber was also a practitioner back then. So the barbers took their doctoring pretty seriously in the 1400s. They obtained royal charters to practice. Next in order of importance were the apothecaries who, you know, normally apprenticed with physicians until the Arabs had the bright idea to separate the two practices and bring about the first drugstore. So the apothecaries were very knowledgeable with simple and compounded medicines and probably knew more about the medicines than the physicians did. So frustrating kind of mounted back then, and professionals, more and more common folk, decided, hey, we're going to try our hand at this self-medicine here. Using herbs. God said herbs are here for the service of man, and they're meat. So we're going to use them. Well, yeah, that's what I say. And so don't feel like you frightened about using herbs. I tell people, you know, herbs are very forgiving. There's flexibility there. Even when you see a lot of product doses, it's a generalization. There's wiggle room usually in the doses. So don't be intimidated. Don't be frightened. You're used to the propaganda and you're used to the toxicity of pharmaceutical drugs where you wouldn't dare step out and alter those doses, right? So God's herbs are good. So get familiar with them because it's going to save you. It's going to save your family. And it's going to prepare you for what's coming. Oh, I'm out of time. I am. But I'll be back. You know I am. I'm going to be back. So if you have a health topic you want me to cover on the show, let me know. Although people say, hey, only you come up with kuru, you know, cannibalism topics. Only you would show that. Well, yeah, that's what I do. I try to speak truth, see. That's what Herb Talk's about. That's what we like to do here. Well, I got to run. But the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. Well, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.